Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
You and your loved one are already divided over issues of the church, and now you're further divided over issues of the 2020 presidential election. Hi, I'm Marge Steinhage-Fenelon. Welcome to Simply Holy, a podcast for Catholics who want to grow in holiness and joy by living a simple, everyday spirituality. Welcome to part two of Straight Talk about fallen away family members. Well, I'm sure that you have been aware of the chaos and divisions in general in our country over the presidential election results. It's everywhere. We can see it on social media. We can hear it in the news. We know that something's up, and we need to get the bottom of that something very quickly. And I don't want to get too political in this particular podcast, but we know that everything's up in the air, and we know that there is definitely some evil out there seeking to destroy our country and, in fact, the souls of our country. So I don't know about you. I haven't slept much in the last couple of nights. Very, very restless over this. And what makes me even more restless is that I'm seeing not just people on social media divided over these issues of the election, but indeed family members and friends, good friends. I've got a couple of good friends that, let's just put it this way, now our relationship is strained because they see things differently from the way I do, and they've become, and I'm not really pointing fingers, this is a fact, they've become fairly aggressive in voicing their views. I don't become aggressive, and I prefer not to engage in that kind of volley of comments. And I find it quite frankly offensive. So the struggle's real. I understand it. I'm living it. And I know there are a lot of families living it. So what do you do? What do you do? You already have this loved one who's fallen away from the church. Now comes the 2020 presidential election, which seems to amplify not only these issues over the church, but now we're adding to it these political issues, which which for many Catholics, it's all tied together very closely. We have the issue of abortion. We have the issue of LGBTQ. We have, oh goodness, on and on. There are so many issues that are tied together with this political upheaval that we have because of differing opinions. And as of yet, at the time of recording this podcast, we don't have a conclusion to our presidential election. And so I hope, just an aside, but I do hope you've been praying your rosary. I've invited people through my newsletter, Mary Mail, which comes out every week on Wednesday morning. I've invited people through my social media accounts to please say the rosary. If you haven't been, I ask you please, not just once a day, but as many times a day as you possibly can. Grab those beads and pray the rosary. It's our greatest weapon against evil. And there most certainly is evil behind these forces that are seeking to overcome our country. That's a real threat. So please, take up your rosary. Pray it every day as often as you can. Invite others to do the same. Okay, now let's get back into our discussion about fallen away family members. I'm going to give you 5 or 6 practical steps as to how to address this, how to deal with this. Because as I said, you know, there's the issues of the church, but then pulled into that are these political issues. And there's so many hot button topics that we can't even go through it in one podcast. But here, let's get to the steps. First step in dealing with a fallen away family member, and particularly now when we've got the political stuff lobbed on top of that. So first step is to seek common ground. It may seem impossible. I know it could. You might be listening to me and think that no, there's no possible way. But common ground, any kind of common ground, anything you both like, dislike, anything you both believe in, anything you share in common in any possible way, bring that up in the conversation. Try very hard to engage in a conversation. Now, that might not be possible right now, and that's, you have to pray about that and pray for the opportunity. But when you, in any possible way, can have a discussion, any kind of contact with your fallen away loved one. And again, this could be anyone in your family. This could be a friend, could be someone you think highly of. Seek common ground. What do you both believe in? But do this in the manner of asking questions. So never come across, well, I know you think this and this. No, you don't really know. You're not sure. No one is ever sure about what the other person thinks. So ask questions. What do you think about, and what makes you think that? Or where does that thinking come from? But don't say it in an accusing way, but be genuine. Show them that you want to know what it is that makes them think that way. And hopefully they're going to ask you the same questions back. Look for common ground. How did you come to that conclusion? I'd like to know more. All right. Seek common ground. The next, go back to what makes your relationship special. So if it's a son or a daughter, sibling, maybe even a spouse. I hope not. I hope spouses aren't divided over this. Brother, friend, whoever it is. Go back to what makes your relationship special. Remember that in your mind and heart. What makes your relationship special? Why is that person special to you? What is it that Aside from the differences, what is it that you really love about that person? What have you shared in common in experiences I'm talking about that makes you special to each other? What makes your relationship special? Do you enjoy having coffee together? Now, aside from the differences, mind you. Do you share certain hobbies? This kind of thing. What does that person mean to you? And try, if you can, to find a way to express that to the other person. Why is that person special to you? Very, very important. And hopefully, they reciprocate. Then the next step is to remember what drew you together in the first place. And this is a walk down memory lane. And bring this into the conversation. Remember for yourself, but bring it into the conversation. Hey, do you remember the time we went kayaking on the Wisconsin River and we saw this huge crane in the water and on? Whatever it is. Or do you remember the first time we met? Do you remember the first hobby we did together? Whatever it is, remember what drew you together in the first place. Now, if it's a sibling or an offspring, it's kind of it's a given, you know, because you're related. But what drew you together in the first place? You know, wow. You know, I remember when you were born. You know, if it's a younger sibling, or if it's a sibling of, you know, if you're the younger sibling, do you remember what it was like when I was born? Do you remember what it was like when, whatever it is? Okay, think of something. Remember what drew you together in the first place. And then leading into that right away is to share a good memory. Hey, do you remember this time? Do you remember that time? Hey, I remember seeing you in the subway station and thinking, wow, I wonder where the person works, because they seem to get off at the same stop every time. And now I find you work in the same building. Whatever it is, I don't know. I don't know, because I don't know your circumstance, but share a good memory. Share a good memory. And hopefully, again, they're going to reciprocate. Because what you're doing here is you're reconnecting your hearts. Despite your differences, you're reconnecting your hearts. It's so important in working out differences. And in the case of someone who has left the church, if you can't connect to their heart, you can't lead them back to the church. Because they've left the church, generally, and I know I don't know every circumstance, but they've left the church because somehow they've come to the conclusion that they no longer belong there. That's pretty common. That I know from the books I've researched and read, and I mean written. Okay, so do that. And then let them know that you appreciate them. Very, 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 very important. You know what I really like about you? I love the way you read a book and then are able to relate it to others in a way that's really entertaining. I love the way you make your gifts so important that when you give it to the other person, they feel like they're the most important person in the world. Whatever it is, anything. But let them know that you appreciate them and what it is you appreciate about them. You know, even though we disagree, if you weren't in my life, there would be an empty spot. Because there would be. That's the truth. Everybody in our lives, every person in your life was put there by God for a reason. If that person was not there, there would indeed be an empty spot. Let that person know. Let that fallen away family member know that. Let that family member with staunch political beliefs that are completely contrary to yours, let them know that. Even though we disagree, I would be very sad without you in my life. Okay? Next step. Once you have done these things, you've sought common ground, you went back to what makes your relationship special, you've remembered what drew you together in the first place, you've shared a good memory, or maybe more, hopefully more, you've let them know you appreciate them. Now, see if you can agree to disagree. And that sounds cliche, but it's really not. Because basically what you're doing here is you're reestablishing your relationship and making it more solid. Because again, without relationship, we are not going to get our fallen away family members back to the church. Because it's all about relationship. It's all about feeling needed and welcomed. So we have to let them feel needed and welcomed, even though we don't see eye to eye with them. This is so important. Hey, you know, I don't know if we're ever going to see things the same way. I don't know if we're ever going to feel the same way about the church. I don't know if our political beliefs will ever be in sync. But for the sake of our relationship, can we agree to disagree and to be able to come together and remember good things and express good things and share good things, even though we have things that we disagree about? All right. See if you can agree to disagree. And if you can't, and I have had this situation, no, I don't want to have anything to do with you or whatever it is. It could happen. Sadly, I hope it doesn't. I hope it doesn't happen to you, but it could happen. It could. At least do this. Express to them your deep desire that there would at least be no animosity between you. Okay, I see that we can't really even agree to disagree. And I'm sad about that. But could we please at least not have any animosity between us? I don't want that. I want to continue to have a relationship with you. Please, can we agree not to have animosity between us? And then, finally, well, second to the last, because the last is always going to be about prayer, but reaffirm your affection for that person. Even though we don't agree, even though we're struggling not to have any animosity between us, I still love you. I still care about you. Whatever it is, the feeling that you have, whatever type of relationship that you have, reaffirm that. Now's the time. Reaffirm your affection for that person. And then finally, give that person your sincere promise of prayer. I care so much about you that I will be praying for you every single day. And mean it. Don't just say it. Mean it. They'll know. People always know when we're fake. They know. They know when we're, oh, yeah, yeah, I'll pray for you. I'll keep you in my thoughts and prayer. And you know that person's not going to. No, really mean it. Mean it, a sincere promise to pray for that person. Because, no, I'm not going to pray that you start seeing things my way. I'm not going to pray that you come back to the church. That's not what they want to hear at that moment. Maybe there's going to be a time for you to say that, but not now. Not if you're trying to work things out like this and establish a basis for where to go from here. So, a sincere promise of prayer. Why? Because you want the best for that person. I want the best for you. And so I promise you that I will be praying for you every single day. So the steps again. First, seek common ground. Second, go back to what makes your relationship special. Third, remember what drew you together in the first place. Fourth, share good memories. Fifth, let them know you appreciate them. Number six, see if you can agree to disagree. Seven, express hopes. If you can't agree to disagree, express hopes for at least there not being any animosity between you. Eight, reaffirm your affection. And nine, make a sincere promise to pray for that person. This is not a magic formula, my friend. It's a start. These kinds of relationships take time. Maybe you know that already. There's no magic fix. These kinds of situations where we have fallen away family members, when we have these divisions because of political beliefs, this takes a lot of time, a lot of work, and a lot of prayer. But the bonus is that we have God's grace to call upon. And he will not withhold his grace. He will not be stingy with his grace if we pray for it. If we ask him, just ask him. And as always, we've got our Blessed Mother Mary, who is waiting to offer us help, protection, guidance, intercession, whatever it is we need. She's there. She's there for you in this difficult relationship, this difficult situation, and she's there for the other person because she wants more than anything for your loved one to come back to the church. She wants more than anything for your loved one to have political beliefs that are godly and just and in accord with the teachings of the Catholic Church. This is her deepest desire. This is her job. Her job, her vocation, her mission. It's who she is. So call upon your Mother Mary, especially when you're feeling really frustrated. And please invite her to sit in on your conversations with your fallen away family member. Have her just come right in and sit right down, and she'll be there for both of you. Hey, my friend, thanks for joining me today. I so much appreciate you. I appreciate you tuning in. If you'd like to know more about me, if you'd like to book me for a speaking engagement or read my blog, shop my bookstore, go to margefenelon.com. You can find out how to subscribe to my weekly newsletter, Mary Mail, there as well. That's an audience that's growing quickly. It is packed with good stuff. Videos, podcasts, information, Marian feast days, and a 3-minute reflection every week, Mary Mail. Go to margefenelon.com. Please like this podcast. If I've served you well, like this podcast and share it with others, please, so that my ministry can grow and that you can help me, please, to lead others to the heart of our Blessed Mother Mary. Until next time, remember, the only thing stopping you from becoming holy is the excuse you make for not pursuing it. God bless you, my friend, and may our Mother Mary protect and guide you.
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code BREADBOX at checkout for 20% off at CatholicSingles.com.